Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Thursday, November 9th, 2017. Today we are going to dip into the mailbag. You guys have been sending in great questions. Remember, you can always send those very easily using the Anchor app. Just download that Anchor app and then find Newest, Latest, Best and click the call-in button. You can record your voice, send it right in to me. I've gotten some great questions, so let's jump right in. This one comes from Matt, and he wants to know about the Xbox One X versus a high-end PC.
Hey Jeff, it's Matt here. Hey, I'm glad that you are really digging your Xbox One X. Sounds pretty cool. I'm curious though. So if you have a PC that's like, you know, got a decent card in it, and it's running everything pretty high and heavy, then obviously, you know, I know you're like a reporter, you're reporting on this stuff, you're letting us know what's cool or not. And I appreciate that. I'm just curious, like, if you have a PC, is there any reason to get this? Because I was going to get a Xbox One X, but they did not come out with anything for VR, and I was lucky enough to be able to purchase a pretty nice PC and kind of was like, well, I don't even need my Xbox anymore. Anyways, just some thoughts. I'm really glad that they put out a good product and that, you know, people will hopefully enjoy it, but just curious. Thanks.
Great question, Matt. Yes, I am very impressed with the Xbox One X, especially at the price point. You are asking to compare a computer whose graphics card alone oftentimes is the same price as the Xbox One X. So I think for bang for your buck, consoles usually have the edge, and in this case, the Xbox One X certainly does have the edge. But if price is no object, if you already have a high-end PC, do you need an Xbox One X? Am I going to be preferring to play things on my Xbox One X rather than my PC? And I think that's a more complicated answer. I generally prefer the PC environment for games because I like having control. I like having the option to fiddle with my graphics settings to really pump things up. My monitor on my PC is going to be at a higher resolution even than my 4K television. But my 4K television is much larger than my monitor. My couch is much more comfortable than my office chair. It's going to be a pretty compelling use case to just kind of lay on my couch, use a controller, and play on my big screen TV. So I love the fact that the Xbox One X provides a very PC-like gaming experience. It provides a similar level of quality to what I'm going to find on a much more expensive PC. Now, the problem is Microsoft hasn't really made a very compelling case to own an Xbox One X if you already have a high-end PC because they don't really have any exclusives, certainly not this holiday season. Forza 7, of course, is a big one. Cuphead is another. But because Microsoft has decided to make Windows gaming and Xbox One gaming interoperable in most cases, you kind of those exclusives melt away, and there aren't that many of them to start with. It's not like the PlayStation where you have, it seems like, exclusive upon exclusive upon exclusive with Uncharted Lost Legacy and Horizon Zero Dawn and Gran Turismo Sport. It seems like Sony has done a much better job cultivating those first-party titles for their system. So it's hard to say the Xbox One X is a must-buy even if you don't already have an Xbox. And because of that fact, because so much of what they're offering is to play third-party games in their most impressive graphical fidelity, then the clear comparison, as you made, Matt, is to the PC. And if you've already got a high-end PC It's hard for me to recommend an Xbox One X unless, as I mentioned before, you've got a big TV, a 4K TV. 4K HDR gaming is very beautiful, and it is very, very impressive. If you've got a big TV, if you're able to relax in your living room, and that play style, that area to play in is compelling for you, the Xbox One X certainly delivers that high-level experience in the living room. Now, of course, people are going to write and call in and tell me, hey, it's super easy. I can just hook up my PC to my TV in my living room too. Yeah, but it's not as easy. It's not as clean. It's not as quick. It's not designed for that. It's messy to do that, right? Tends not to be the case that you have a big tower case in your living room or a long enough HDMI cable to stretch into your living room. So I think for the price point, if you don't already have a PC, I think the Xbox One X is a pretty awesome machine as far as delivering that 4K, beautiful high frame rate, quick load time experience on a console. And especially if you don't already have an Xbox, it's a pretty compelling thing. If you don't already have a high-end PC, it's a pretty compelling thing. But if you do already have a high-end PC and you don't plan to play on a big screen TV in your living room, that doesn't sound like the better way to go. Yeah, I think you can pass on the Xbox One X. Next up, we have another either-or comparison question. This one comes from Justin.
Hey, Jeff. This is Justin from St. Paul, Minnesota, a longtime listener of you on both Slash Filmcast and DLC, your other video game podcast. I wanted to give a shout-out to We Have Concerns, a podcast of yours that I listen to with my girlfriend that makes us both laugh out loud, and I love sharing that with her. My question is regarding Horizon Zero Dawn and Assassin's Creed Origins, which you've compared favorably with your recent review of Assassin's Creed, and you said that you've enjoyed that game very much. I love The Witcher 3 and enjoy the Tomb Raider games before it, but have spent the better part of my last year playing Mario and Zelda and SteamWorld 2 on my Switch, which I absolutely love. But I'm considering playing one of these open-world RPG-type games. Which one would you recommend for somebody that hasn't played either? Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks for the call in, Justin, and thanks for the shout-out to my other shows. I really appreciate you listening. I think if you're a fan of The Witcher and open-world RPGs in general, you really can't go wrong with either of these games. Horizon Zero Dawn, Assassin's Creed Origin, both of them do open world in really, really excellent, impressive ways and will scratch that Witcher itch for you, will scratch that love in the same kind of wonderful ways. I'm going to say for me, the clear edge goes to Horizon Zero Dawn simply because I think it does its story layer and its world layer in a more interesting way. I think Assassin's Creed's setting is pretty awesome. The ancient Egypt setting is pretty wonderful and historical and interesting, and you come away kind of having a better understanding of your actual human history and feeling like you walked around inside those places is amazing. The world itself feels much, much larger and more active and more robust than the world in Horizon Zero Dawn. But as a fan of sci-fi and fantasy, Horizon Zero Dawn does both of those at the same time. It does sci-fi and fantasy, and it does both excellently. And Aloy's central story is so interesting and so compelling. That world is so well realized with all of the different tribes and how they relate to one another, with the look and feel of the world, how these humans have built this world out of the remnants of a highly advanced civilization before them, that this kind of crazy mashup of ancient tech and crazy future tech, fighting robot animals, robot dinosaurs, robot beasts, that is so fun and so cool. I think for me, Horizon Zero Dawn is really one of the best games I've played in several years, let alone just this year, full of excellent games. And I would give the clear edge to that game. Now, I don't want to give short shrift to Assassin's Creed Origins because I do think it's excellent. And in any other year, in a year when Horizon Zero Dawn didn't come out, I would probably be shouting from the rooftops about how great an open world RPG it is. But in a year with Zelda Breath of the Wild, Horizon Zero Dawn, it falls down in its own genre, in that category. It's pretty remarkable how high a quality year we've had for video games. But that isn't to say that Assassin's Creed Origins isn't worth playing and isn't excellent. I think the combat in Assassin's Creed Origins is actually better than Horizon Zero Dawn, although I love the combat in Horizon Zero Dawn. I just find myself not jumping around as much, not constantly dashing and diving away from enemies. It's more strategic and more tactical, more Dark Souls-y, which is really fun. And you know, both games are great, but yes, if I had to pick only one for you to play, I think I'd go with Horizon Zero Dawn, especially now that the new DLC is available and you can continue playing even beyond the game's already lengthy 40, 50, 60 hours of content. Next up is a really interesting question about nostalgia from Dane.
Howdy, Jeff. Dane from Active Gaming Life here. Over on my station, I've been discussing a lot about Call of Duty World War II and my thoughts on it. And one of the things that I like most about it is the nostalgic feeling of the game, how it's a throwback to the feeling of the original Call of Duties. And I'm not just talking aesthetically, because of course there's a World War II skin on it, but also the way in which the player controls. And I was wondering what games come to mind for you that bring back a nostalgic feel based on their controls, not based on the skin or like what Mario Odyssey did, which is literally have you turn into 8-bit Mario. Love the show, man. Take care.
Thanks for the call in, Dane. This is an interesting idea. Nostalgic controls. The first games that pop to mind immediately are indie games, games like Dead Cells. Dead Cells is a game that I'm sure very few people are going to be talking about at the end of the year, but it really deserves to be in the conversation of the best games of 2017. It's an extraordinary roguelike platformer with beautiful pixel graphics that is a throwback to the best Metroidvania controls, the best precision platformer. Games like ActRaiser and, obviously Castlevania and Metroid. Wonderful precision-based platformers that reward skill, reward repetition, reward practice. Dead Cells is phenomenal and so deserving of more attention. I hope more people play that game as it continues to evolve through and out of early access. And then another indie game that similarly throwback to classic control styles is SteamWorld Dig 2. I didn't really play the first SteamWorld Dig, but I have been so charmed by SteamWorld Dig 2 playing it on Switch. And I mean, it's a throwback to Dig Dug. I mean, that's a real far back in the Wayback Machine. Dig Dug controls where I'm, you know, digging down through dirt and lining up rocks to drop on the heads of enemies. But it also has, you know, wonderfully precise sort of Mario-esque platforming controls too. So, yeah, I love those throwback games, those nostalgic games. It's interesting that you describe Call of Duty World War II that way. I haven't played it yet, but I'm curious. I've been very curious about that particular aspect because those games have progressed so far into the realm of zany, over-the-top, future tech. If they would be able to walk that back and have it work and not feel old-fashioned. But glad to hear you're digging it.